Rumors had been circulating online that there would be an exorcism performed on the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Building. But that did not happen, at least not right away. Instead, in the steady rain in front of the Soldotna Planned Parenthood, two groups gathered. On one side, Catholic protesters carrying rosaries and a life-size wooden cross said a prayer.
Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord.
On the other side, a group of women held signs reading, "My body, my choice," and "Reproductive health is not a sin." And they chanted this,
"Keep your rosaries off my ovaries."
But the protest was sparked by something that happened down the street inside Borough Assembly Chambers a couple of weeks back. That's when 27-year-old Kenai Peninsula College student Iris Fontana invoked the power of Satan.
"Let us stand now, unbowed and unfettered by arcane doctrines born of fearful minds in darkened times."
It ended like this.
"It is done. Hail Satan."
Several months ago, Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly President Blaine Gilman introduced an ordinance that would have done away with the invocation, but he withdrew it under pressure from local Christian leaders who wanted the prayer to continue. Fast forward to August 17th, when the religious protesters combined issues they see as community problems. Outside Planned Parenthood, Kenai resident and spokesperson for the Catholic group, Toby Burke, says he's there to address what he calls two evils going on in the community.
"First and foremost, you know, the evil of abortion, the destruction of innocent life, for one, and we're out here in front of Planned Parenthood because they make all the local or most of the local referrals to the local abortionist. And two, you may have heard about the invocation at the borough building last week. And so this is kind of like we're going to start praying here. We'll eventually process over to the borough building."
Praying is the Catholic group's way of fighting back, he says. On the other side of the Planned Parenthood issue were counter-protesters, including Michelle Vasquez. She says she supports the clinic, which provides many important services besides abortion.
"It's actually the health care provider for millions of low-income women across the country. They provide pap smears, they provide cancer screenings, breast exams, prostate exams for men. It's just so crucial that we have that. Only 3% of their services are abortion. So I just find it reprehensible that these people would want to see such a great organization just disappear."
This summer, the assembly heard repeated public testimony from residents who said that prayer at a public meeting was inappropriate, and also that the invocation, as practiced, seemed exclusionary to non-Judeo-Christian faiths. Local religious leaders testified in support of keeping the invocation. Now a moment of silence is under consideration as an alternative. The Catholic protesters walk toward the borough building, and right before they get to it, the counter-protesters link arms to form a symbolic human wall.
"We are the wall, the separation of church and state. We are the wall."
Eventually, everyone arrives in front of the borough building.
"Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners."
Iris Fontana is also at the protest, the woman who said the prayer that sparked so much controversy. Fontana says she supports Planned Parenthood and free speech.
"The invocation that I used was written by the spokesman for the Satanic Temple, and so I could have left Hail Satan off, but why? There shouldn't be a reason to have to rein myself in. It's free speech. Everyone has free speech. You know, I shouldn't have to hide."
Standing with Fontana is a retired school teacher and self-described Christian.
"I am Judith Jenkinson, the grandmother of this nasty rebel I love so much. And I'm here because I support her. She's right."
Jenkinson says she's proud that her granddaughter is fighting for separation of church and state in the local government.
"It's 2016, people ought to have rights. This whole protest is so dark ages, it just scares me to death."
Fontana says she's pleased that the assembly is now considering doing away with the invocation and instituting in its place a moment of silence.
"That would be perfect. I think that's reasonable.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly is scheduled to introduce the new ordinance at their Tuesday, August 23rd meeting. In Soldotna, I'm Daisha Eaton.